Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief. Here's the title of the story, Why Musk's Universal High Income Isn't Sci-Fi Communism, by Courtney Turner via Substack. Technocracy is not communism, Marxism, or socialism. Communism is not technocracy. Marxists hate technocracy because it is anti-human. Technocrats hate Marxists because they won't go along with their removal of the working class. Every time you mislabel technocracy as communism, you are playing right into the technocrat scheme to hide behind communists. Call it what it is. Technocracy. Patrick Wood, editor. Since publishing The Technocratic Unconscious, quote, one reaction has surfaced repeatedly in comments, quote posts, and group chat forwards, readers describing Elon Musk's universal high income proposal as a form of sci-fi communism. The phrase travels well because it pattern matches to a familiar cluster: automation anxiety, universal payments, futurist rhetoric about post-work abundance, Star Trek replicator imagery, and because it lets the reader file the proposal under a category they already have strong feelings about. The trouble is that the category is wrong in three different ways, and the misclassification obscures what the UHI proposal actually is and what political tradition it actually comes from. Naming the three errors one at a time makes the alternative clearer. The communism category error. Communism, in any historically meaningful sense, requires three structural commitments: collective ownership of the means of production, the abolition of class relations between owners and workers, and some form of workers' self-management or, in its 20th century state socialist variants, a party state claiming to act on workers' behalf. You can quarrel with whether any actually existing communist regime fulfilled these commitments in practice, but these are the minimum definitional features of the tradition. Musk's UHI has none of them. Private ownership of the AI and robotics infrastructure that generates the productive surplus is not merely preserved but structurally required by the proposal. The entire argument depends on that surplus being produced by privately owned firms, XAI, Tesla, Optimus, SpaceX, their peers, and their successors, whose outputs can then be taxed, or more likely inflation managed, into federally administered citizen payments. Class relations are not abolished. They are intensified into a configuration of very few owners of productive capital on one side and a mass-dependent citizen class receiving transfer payments on the other. There is no worker self-management because there are no workers. That is precisely the condition the proposal is designed to manage. The UHI is not a mechanism for transferring productive power to the people who labor. It is a mechanism for stabilizing demand and preventing social collapse when labor becomes economically redundant, while productive power remains concentrated in the hands it already occupies. What Musk is proposing is the preservation of capitalist ownership structures with the addition of a federally administered redistribution layer. That is a very specific political economic form, and communism is not its name. The sci-fi aestheticization problem. The sci-fi modifier is doing different work than readers usually realize. It tends to get attached to any techno-futurist proposal as a way of marking the proposal as speculative, imaginative, or aspirational, as if the ideas were freshly extruded from a novelist's workshop rather than drawn from any concrete historical tradition. This flatters the proposer, visionary, while simultaneously lowering the stakes. It's just imagination, not policy. But the actual intellectual genealogy of UH Wang, as I traced in The Technocratic Unconscious, is not science fiction. It is 1930s Technocracy Incorporated under the organizational leadership of figures including Musk's own maternal grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, 1970s cybernetic governance, in Stafford Beer's Project CyberSyn and the Viable System Model. and a chain of late 20th and 21st century theorists, Curtis Yarvin, Nick Land, Balaji Srinivasan, Peter Thiel, whose writings are concrete, archivable, and have direct institutional expressions in Palantir Founders Fund, Charter City Projects, and the Silicon Valley tech right more broadly. Calling this lineage sci-fi is like calling 20th century Italian corporatism opera-inspired economics. The surface aesthetics borrow from one register, the operational substance comes from another, and mistaking one for the other is how you lose track of what is actually being proposed. It is worth naming the specific appeal the SCI-Fi label trades on because a reader reaching for it isn't doing so arbitrarily. Nick Land's concept of hyperstition, fictions that make themselves real by being believed and acted upon, is itself partly a theory about science fiction's capacity to structure political reality. The Cybernetic Culture Research Unit at Warwick, where Land developed his accelerationism in the 1990s, explicitly wove science fiction, Lovecraft, William Gibson, Philip K. Dick, J.G. Ballard, into his theoretical output, and Jill Lepore's X-Man podcast makes a compelling case that Musk's political imagination is itself shaped by, and often misshaped by, the science fiction he read as a boy. So it is not crazy to reach for a sci-fi framing when confronting Muskism. The framing has real purchase on the texture of his rhetoric, but hyperstition cuts in the opposite direction from sci-fi communism. Hyperstition is specifically a theory of how fictions become operational, which means the relevant question is never what genre does this rhetoric resemble, but what operational infrastructure is the rhetoric being used to build, the infrastructure being built by the UHI proposal, by the Charter City movement, by the neo-cameralist vision of sovereign corporations, by the accelerationist embrace of founder sovereignty, is not a replicator economy of post-scarcity egalitarianism. It is a centrally administered distributive mechanism attached to a privately owned productive apparatus, coordinated through cybernetic feedback loops, whose controllers are a small technical managerial class. The SCI-Fi surface is the hyperstition. The technocracy is what the hyperstition is building, the actual political location. If not communism, then what? Three terms need to be handled carefully here because each is precise and each gets misused. I'll take them in order. Technocracy is the primary category, and it is its own political tradition with its own 20th century history. Howard Scott's energy certificates, the Canadian technate under Haldeman, Stafford Beer's operations room, and the contemporary Silicon Valley imaginary of algorithmically administered abundance all share a defining commitment: rule by technically competent administrative bodies, operating on a productive system, treated as a socio-technical organism, with outputs distributed to citizens by rule rather than by market. Technocracy is not intrinsically left or right. It has been compatible with fascist regimes. Italy's corporatist state had strong technocratic elements, with Soviet planning bureaucracies, with post-war social democratic administrative states, and now with the Silicon Valley tech right. Its defining feature is the displacement of democratic deliberation by engineered administration, which is exactly the feature Yu Chuo-Kwai shares with its historical precedents. Accelerationism, specifically in its right accelerationist, R/ACC, and effective accelerationist, E/ACC, variants, supplies the ideological permission structure that makes contemporary technocracy sound novel. Guillaume Verdun's thermodynamic computing rhetoric, Marc Andreessen's Guacafuacuamambuin, techno-optimist manifesto, the founder as civilizational hero framing that runs through Founders Fund and the broader venture capital right. These are the discourses that led a federally administered redistribution program attached to private AI capital be presented as a radical breakthrough rather than as a reheating of 1932. Musk is not an accelerationist theorist, but he is fluent in the idiom, and his UHI proposal draws legitimacy from it. Fascistoid is the term I am using carefully, and I am using the suffix rather than the noun deliberately. I am not arguing that Musk is a fascist, that UHI is a fascist program, or that contemporary Silicon Valley is a fascist movement. Those claims would be both factually overreaching and analytically useless. What I am noting is that the structural, political, economic form of UHYE, a centralized state administering redistribution on behalf of a small class of productive capital owners, with democratic deliberation displaced by technical managerial coordination and ideological framing supplied by a voluntarist cult of founder heroism, shares specific architectural features with the corporatist welfare dimensions of mid-20th century fascism. Historians of fascism, particularly Robert Paxton in The Anatomy of Fascism and Michael Mann in Fascists, have analyzed these architectural features as recurring structural dimensions of fascist political economy, separable from fascism's racial and nationalist ideological content. A political form can share corporatist technocratic architecture with historical fascism without being fascism. The right word for that overlap is fascistoid, fascist adjacent, structurally resonant, but not identical. It is a description, not an accusation. What distinguishes the fascistoid reading of UHYE from comparable structural descriptions of, say, post-war Scandinavian social democracy is not the corporatist welfare architecture alone, but its combination with the surrounding political formation, the anti-democratic founder sovereignty discourse, the apartheid and neo-reactionary biographical substrate, the accelerationist permission structure, which is what makes the architectural resonance consequential rather than merely coincidental. Put the three terms together and the actual political location of UHYE comes into focus, a technocratic proposal permissioned by right accelerationist ideology whose political economic architecture is fascistoid in the structural corporatist sense. That is a very different thing from sci-fi communism, and the difference matters for how one evaluates it, resists it, or, if one is inclined, est un point de point supports it. Why this matters? The habit of reaching for communism as the label for any proposal involving government checks is an old American reflex, and I do not expect it to go away. But in this particular case, it obscures rather than clarifies, and it obscures in a way that serves the proposal's framers by making their actual tradition invisible. If you call UHI sci-fi communism, you are arguing against a target that doesn't exist, while the real target, a fusion of Technocracy Incorporated's Technate with Yarvin's Sovereign Corporation, delivered through cybernetic feedback loops controlled by a small technical managerial class, walks past your critique unchallenged. Naming things accurately is the first act of political clarity. The technocratic unconscious has been returning for a century now, in each generation wearing new theoretical clothes. Sci-fi communism is just the latest costume it has been offered, and one the costume fitter should politely decline. For the full genealogy traced here, Haldeman, Scott, Beer, Yarvin, Land, Srinivasan, and the contemporary Silicon Valley fusion. See my previous essay, The Technocratic Unconscious. References, Musk's April 17, 2026, Universal High Income Post and its reception, Elon Musk, Universal High Income via checks issued by the federal government. Ex post, April 17, 2026. Breck Dumas, Elon Musk backs universal high income to combat AI job losses. Fox Business, April 17, 2026. Lucas Nolan, Elon Musk proposes universal high income. Payments to address AI-driven job displacement. Breitbart, April 17, 2026. BT to Explainer, what is universal high income? Business Today, April 17, 2026, on Musk's longer UHI trajectory, 2016 to 2026. Catherine Clifford, Elon Musk says robots will push us to a universal basic income. Here's how it would work. CNBC, November 18, 2016. Nicholas Vega, Elon Musk, automated jobs could make UBI cash handouts necessary. CNBC, June 18, 2018. Tax Project Institute, Universal High Income Explainer, or December 2025. Subhanker Paul, From Survival to Thriving, Elon Musk pitches universal high income as AI reshapes economy. Business Today, December 1, 2025. Daffod Townley, A 1930s movement wanted to merge the U.S., Canada, and Greenland. Here's why it has modern resonances. The Conversation, March 2025, connects the 1930s Technocracy Incorporated Technate proposal to the Trump-Musk-Doge era moment. A year before Musk's April 2026 UHYI post, G.A. Cohen, Karl Marx's Theory of History, A Defense, Princeton University Press, 1978, second edition, 2000, For the Ownership of Means of Production Criterion, David L. Prykitko, Marxism and Workers, Self-Management, The Essential Tension, Greenwood Press, 1991, For the Self-Management Criterion and Its Tension with 20th Century State Socialist Variants, Karl Marx, The Civil War in France, 1871, primary source for the self-management criterion in Marx's writings on the Paris Commune. Fascism, The Structural Architectural Claim, Robert O. Paxton, The Anatomy of Fascism, Knopf, 2004. See especially the analysis of fascist business converging but not identical interests, pages 141 to 145, and the treatment of Mussolini's corporatist economic organization being run in practice by leading businessmen. Michael Mann, Fascists, Cambridge University Press, 2004. See Mann's definitional framework. The pursuit of a transcendent and cleansing nation-statism through paramilitarism, page 13, with corporatism and authoritarianism as constitutive of the statist component. Dylan Riley, Enigmas of Fascism, Review of Man, New Left Review 30, November/December 2004, Aristotle Callas, Review of Man's Fascists, European History Quarterly 38, 1, 2008, Robert O. Paxton, American Deuce, Is Donald Trump a Fascist or a Plutocrat? Harper's Ours, May 2017, where Paxton himself deploys the structural versus ideological distinction in the other direction. Robert O. Paxton, I've hesitated to call Donald Trump a fascist. Until now, Newsweek, January 11, 2021, Paxton's post, January 6, revision, Italian Fascism's Technocratic Corporatist Architecture, Johnny Balestrieri, Varieties of Organized Capitalism, Technocracy, Corporatism and Industrial Policy in Modern France and Italy, 1937 to 58, Oxford University Research Archive, Marco Bertolorenzi and Franco Amatori, Fascist Corporative Economy and Accounting in Italy during the 30s, Accounting, Business and Financial History, 17-2, 2007, Lee Gardner, Radical Mercantilism and Fascist Italy's East African Empire on Business History Review, Cambridge, 2024, Scandinavian Social Democratic Corporatism, for the comparative claim, Gösta Esping Andersson, The Three Worlds of Welfare Capitalism, Princeton University Press, 1990, The Canonical Typology of Social Democratic / Corporatist / Liberal Welfare State Regimes, The Scandinavian Welfare States, UNRISD Discussion Paper, 67, Nick Brandel, Ivan Bratberg, and Dag Einar Thorsen, The Nordic Model of Social Democracy, Palgrave Macmillan, 2013, Peter J. Katzenstein, Small States and World Markets, Industrial Policy in Europe, Cornell University Press, 1985, for democratic corporatist administrative states as a distinct institutional type, Lauren Graham, The Ghost of the Executed Engineer, Technology and the Fall of the Soviet Union, Harvard University Press, 1993, for the Soviet technocratic cadre, Accelerationism, R/AC, E/ACC, and the Andreessen-Verden Permission Structure, Mark Andreessen, The Techno-Optimist Manifesto, Andreessen Horowitz, October 16, 2023, Kylie Robison. Mark Andreessen's Techno-Optimist Manifesto sees 50 billion people, Fortune, October 16th, 2023, Guillaume Verdon, Beff Jezos on Lex Fridman Podcast. Number 407, December 2023, Wikipedia, Guillaume Verdon, Guillaume Verdon, as at base Beff Jezos, Effective Accelerationism Substack, 2022-2, primary source for the thermodynamic imperative framing of E/AC. Molly White, Effective Obfuscation, Citation Needed, January 2024. Maya Kosoff, Tech Strikes Back. Accelerationism is an Overdue Corrective, The New Atlantis, 4, 2024. Founder Heroism and Founders Fund, for the Founder as Civilizational Hero Framing Claim, Bruce Gibney. What Happened to the Future? Founders Fund Manifesto, 2011. The foundational VC Right document on founder primacy, describing successful founders as having a near-messianic attitude, Max Chafkin, The Contrarian, Peter Thiel, and Silicon Valley's Pursuit of Power, Penguin, 2021. Biographical treatment of Thielian founder heroism and its political deployment. Gideon Lewis Krause, Are Flying Cars Finally Here? The New Yorker, 2024, situates the Founders Fund Manifesto in the genealogy of Marinetti's 1909 Futurist Manifesto, Left Accelerationism, L/AC, and Fully Automated Luxury Communism, for the contrast with R/Akyaye and Peace One referenced here, Nick Cernusek and Alex Williams. Hashtag Accelerate, Manifesto for an Accelerationist Politics, 2013. Aaron Bastani, Fully Automated Luxury Communism, A Manifesto, Verso, 2019. Mark Fisher, Designer Communism, Luxury Communism Conference, Weimar, 2016. Frederick H. Pitts, Beyond the Fragment, The Post-Operist Reception of Marx's Fragment on Machines, 2016. Nick Land, Fang Numina, Collected Writings, 1987 to 2007, Urbanomics/Sequence Press, 2011. Especially TikTok, pages 607 to 622, CCRU, Writings 1997 to 2003, Urbanomic, 2015, Hyperstition Blog Archive, 2004 to 2007, for the Hyperstition concept and its CCRU era development. Delphi Karstens, Hyperstition, at xenopraxis.net, Hyperstition. Zero Arfan Drift Archive, Macon Holt, Hyperstitional Theory Fiction, full stop. October 2020, Peter Thiel, The Education of a Libertarian and the Democracy/Freedom Claim, Peter Thiel, The Education of a Libertarian, Cato Unbound, April 13, 2009, Peter Thiel, Your Suffrage Isn't in Danger, Your Other Rights Are, Cato Unbound, May 1, 2009, Peter Thiel and Blake Masters, 0-1, Notes on Startups or How to Build the Future, Crown Business, 2014, David Broder, Peter Thiel, Would-Be Philosopher King, Takes on Democracy, Jacobin, October 6, 2025, Yarvin's Neocameralism/Subcorp and Land's Dark Enlightenment, already cited in Piece 1, cross-reference, Curtis Yarvin, A Formalist Manifesto, Unqualified Reservations, April 23, 2007, Curtis Yarvin, Neocameralism and the Escalator of Massarchy, Unqualified Reservations, December 12, 2007, Nick Land, The Dark Enlightenment, 2012, Cybersyn and the Viable System Model, cross-referenced from Piece 1, Eden Medina, Cybernetic Revolutionaries, Technology and Politics in Allende's Chile, MIT Press, 2011, Evgeny Morozov, The Santiago Boys Podcast, Cora Media / Post-Utopia, 2023, Evgeny Morozov, We Need a Non-Market Modernist Project, interview, Jacobin, December 2023, Institutional Materialization, Network States, Charter Cities, and Democratic Exit Projects, Quinn Slobodian, Crack Up Capitalism, Market Radicals, and the Dream of a World Without Democracy, Metropolitan Books, 2023, The Most Comprehensive Recent Treatment of the Charter Cities, Zone Economy, and Post-Democratic Institutional Formation, Danielle Mackey, In Honduras, Libertarians and Legal Claims Threaten to Bankrupt a Nation, Inside Climate News, September 15, 2024, Gil Duran, The Tech Baron, Seeking to Purge San Francisco of Blues, The New Republic, July 17, 2024, Raymond B. Crabb, Adventure Capitalism, A History of Libertarian Exit from the Era of Decolonization to the Digital Age, PM Press, 2022. This is the end of the article. Please share this article and audio file.